This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is perhaps no single article of clothing so distinctly American as the blue jean. I, in point of fact, am wearing a pair right now. It is what you might call an established industry, which can make innovation a tricky thing. And that gets us to Josh Gustin and Stephen Powell. They're the founders of a year-old startup company in San Francisco called Gustin Jeans, and they are trying to change the way people buy jeans. Think online customers, crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, and on-demand inventory. Guys, it's good to have you both on.
Thanks for having us.
Josh, let me start with you since your name is on the company. This is, I think, denim is a $6 billion a year business. Not the most friendly of places for startups. Why'd you try to do this? Why are you doing this?
So this was something that I've had a long relationship with. So I actually got into denim.
Jeans,
about,
you mean?
Yes, very long. Almost 8 years ago, I was back at Cal getting my MBA, and everyone else was kind of going into consulting and banking. And I wanted to teach myself how to make the perfect pair of jeans.
Give me a sense of your life in retail before this. Why didn't it work for you, I guess, is my question.
The basic model of never knowing what consumers want to buy is the fundamental flaw in this model. So I would basically sit here and think, what do you, Kai, want to wear a year from now?
I don't know what I'm wearing tomorrow, man.
Exactly. So then I'd place a big bet on fabric and sew all these jeans and put them in a warehouse and then spend the next 12 months convincing you that that is indeed what you wanted to wear. And that just doesn't work. It's crazy.
And Stephen, you guys get into this business, and how do you fix that? What is this new process, system? I don't know, what do you call it?
We've got, you know, 6 to 15 campaigns running at any given time.
And a campaign, sorry, to be clear, a campaign is a clothing item.
A campaign is a clothing item.
Got it.
So one particular style of jeans or, you know, shirt, you back it. Once enough people back it, the campaign closes. We collect money and go into production, and it ships about 6 weeks later.
Sounds a lot like Kickstarter, Josh.
It is. We are the first fully crowdsourced fashion company.
The great thing we left out is that all of our stuff is priced at wholesale now. So where our jeans were $205 to $269 at retail, they start at $81.
All right. So if they're not paying $225 at retail, plus or minus, and they're paying, what, $100 through you guys, plus or minus, what has this done to your margins, Josh?
It actually hasn't changed them at all. So we used to sell to boutiques in San Francisco and LA and New York for $81, and they would mark it up to $205. So everyone kind of wins. And that's kind of what's cool about the model. Since we don't have to take big risk on a particular type of fabric, we can offer a lot more variety. So we've probably used over 100 different denims in less than a year. That's probably what another fashion brand would use in a decade.
It's a little bit supply and demand, right?
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
So we line up supply and demand every single time. And this is something fashion never does.
Josh, are you guys in the black yet?
Oh, yeah. We were from the day we relaunched under this model.
Is anybody else jumping on this with you guys? I mean, do you have competition in this space?
No. I think a lot of people have been looking at us, but no one has really come after us yet.
Not yet. Not yet. That's the key phrase, right?
It is. I think we benefit a little bit from how old this industry is, and a lot of fashion companies are used to working a certain way.
Right.
And either they're too wedded to the traditional retail model, so they can't walk away from hundreds and hundreds of stores. That's too scary. Or they just don't get it. And they're like, no, we've always done business this way. Why would we ever change?
Josh Gustin and Stephen Powell, they are the co-founders of Gustin Jeans. Thanks very much, you guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.